Greetings, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On our program today, we will be featuring vegan cooking from celebrated author and founder of Compassionate Cooks, Colleen Patrick Goodrow, along with Alka Channa. Compassionate Cooks has put together a series of cooking presentations, published fantastic cookbooks, and offers free recipes online at CompassionateCooks.com. To help promote kinder and healthier lifestyles. Today, they'll be presenting a vegan chili recipe, as well as some interesting information on whole grains to enrich your diet.
The next dish we're going to make is a three-bean chili, a hearty three-bean chili. This is perfect comfort food. You know, we're all so busy today. As a consequence, we compromise our health, we compromise our taste buds, and we compromise our wallets eating out as much as we do and eating on the run. So we wanted to show you how to make delicious, nutritious meals for yourself, for your family, and this three-bean chili is just perfect for that.
I absolutely agree, Colleen. I love this dish and I make it all the time. Now, to begin this chili, what we're going to do is we're going to heat up our pot.
Probably low to medium flame.
Nice. And we are going to begin by heating up a bit of olive oil.
Now we're using olive oil. As a general rule, you use olive oil for cooking, for sautéing, and you use canola oil for baking. And I say only those two oils because they're both monounsaturated.
We are going to heat up now some whole spiced seeds. Mm. We have here lovely coriander seeds.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
And in they go. Now we can replace, if you can't find coriander seeds in your market, you can just buy some ground coriander. We use one tablespoon here. In place of the whole coriander seeds, you can just use one teaspoon of ground coriander. Now we're also going to put in some cumin seeds. In they go. And with the coriander seeds and cumin seeds, we add some cayenne pepper. So we're just going to wait for the spices to darken a little bit. Do you want to stir that around, Colleen?
I will. Thank you. Yeah, great.
Did you hear
the popping sound? It's wonderful.
And so, that's actually our cue to put in the onions.
Exactly.
So why don't we go ahead and do that?
Wonderful.
In they go. Sizzle.
Obviously, grains should be a big part of your diet. And when I talk about grains, I mean whole grains. I don't mean white rice. White rice is white because it's been completely stripped of its fiber. So when I say grains, I mean things like we're going to look at right now. And you can make this on a Sunday, make it in advance, so that when you come home during the week and you're tired and you want to make a stir fry, you don't have to come home and wait.
Okay, just to bring everybody up to speed on what we've been doing, we put in the onions, we put in some garlic, we put in some oregano, and now we're putting in some chili powder.
It's a lot of chili powder.
It's a lot of chili powder because this chili has some nice kick to it.
Why don't we let this saute and we can start talking about some of the grains we have over here.
Sounds great, Colleen. Well, to begin with, we have over here some brown rice. Mm-hmm. Now that's a standard grain, of course, and this is short grain.
You can get long
rice.
Grain as well.
Mm-hmm. We encourage people to try some of the other grains. They have different flavors, different textures, different cooking times,
exactly.
Which is fun.
Yep.
Now this is amaranth.
Amaranth,
right?
Isn't it precious?
It's so lovely.
Tiny and little. It's so sweet.
It's one of the ancient grains. And here we have couscous. Now, couscous is a Moroccan grain, and it's used a lot in Moroccan cooking.
It's true, and technically not a grain. It's actually a semolina pasta. It's a very small pasta. So couscous is one of those things that if you don't make it in advance, you can make it when you come home afterwards.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, here we have Wahani rice.
Wahani rice. Now, not a lot of people know about Wahani rice. I even have a difficult time finding it sometimes, but ask your local natural food store. They can even order it for you. It's packed with protein. It has more protein than brown rice. It has a wonderful chewy texture, great flavor, and it's a beautiful color. It's my favorite rice if I had a favorite rice.
Which you do.
I do have a favorite rice.
And here we have bulgur. Mm-hmm. Bulgur is a relative of couscous. You don't have to cook them on a stovetop. All you have to do is boil some water. You can have your couscous or bulgur in a bowl, and then you just add the boiling water, you stir it around with a fork, and you let it sit there for some time, probably about 10 or 15 minutes. And here we have barley, which is pretty familiar to a lot of people, used in soups to add a little bit of texture.
Beautiful.
And add some filling. This is...
Millet.
Millet, yes. Right.
Millet's a great grain. Now, millet looks very similar to quinoa. If we could get to the quinoa.
All right.
I really want to get to the quinoa.
Someone's a little over anxious here.
I love quinoa. I really do.
Do you want to marry it?
I want to marry it. It's a grain that not a lot of people know about as well. It's also one of the most nutritious grains, including the Wihani rice. It's so beautiful. It's very tight there, but when it's cooked, it opens up, it's translucent, it's really beautiful. And it cooks in about 10, 15 minutes. I really encourage you to add grains to your diet as much as you're adding whole vegetables and color to your diet. Add some grains to your diet as well.
Terrific. Well, it looks like these onions are cooking up. They're going to take another minute or so.
So why don't we come back after they've been cooked for a while and they're nice and translucent.
Sounds great.
Great.
Onions are beautifully translucent now, so we're ready to put in our peppers. We have green peppers. Thanks, Colleen.
You're welcome.
Some gorgeous orange peppers.
That's really beautiful.
And some yellow peppers. And now we're ready to put in our beans, and we have three kinds of beans.
If you don't have all different kinds of beans, you can do just one bean chili, but this obviously makes it more exciting. There's more variety. There's more color.
Now, those are white beans. What are those called?
Those were cannellini beans. You can use Great Northern beans or navy beans.
Those are recognized. Black beans, good.
And our kidney bean.
Now, at this point, we're also going to put in our tomatoes. And our corn. Now basically at this point what we want to do is stir this. We want to bring all of this to a nice boil. And at that point we'll lower the heat and simmer for about 20 minutes. You can simmer for longer if you like, and all that will do is intensify the flavors even more.
You can serve this with so many different things. You can serve it with polenta or cornbread or tortilla chips or corn chips.
Now this chili is going to get nice and beautiful as the tomatoes heat up and become part of the chili, and all of it becomes one lovely dish. At that point, we'll be adding our salt and pepper. And when you're finished cooking, you can also add some chopped herb. We have some chopped parsley here, which is really lovely. Now, if you prefer a meaty texture for your chili, this is already going to have so much texture, but there are lovely products out on the market today, including the Gimme Lean. This is actually zero fat. It's so beautiful. There's also a sausage style, but of course, for the chili, we're going to go ahead and use the beef style.
Sausage is great.
And there's also this, an Eve's product, Ground Round, and it's lovely. All of these products are already cooked, and they're already flavored. So all you have to do is take out your handy dandy scissors, snip, and put into your pot, and you're done.
And Boca crumbles. There's Boca burgers,
right,
but there's also Boca crumbles you can also buy, and it's already all crumbled up. And again, these things are already cooked, so you're just heating them up once you add them to something like spaghetti sauce or something
taco
like your
taco filling. Love that stuff. I make a beautiful shepherd's pie with the Boca crumbles.
We wanted to show you what our finished product looks like.
Here it is.
There we have it. It's just beautiful, and we're serving it with some corn chips, some guacamole, and this is a soy-based sour cream. It's a tofu-y sour cream called Sour Supreme. Gorgeous. Mm. There it is. Enjoy.
Thanks for being with us, gracious viewers. Please stay tuned for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May your life be savored with laughter and love. Thank you.